WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, mama friends. Laura Bennett here, back with another dose of mom mindset goodness to help you navigate this beautiful, messy journey we call motherhood. Today, we're diving deep into mindful parenting because let's face it, sometimes our kids are like little emotion tornadoes swirling through the house, and we need all the tools we can get. Ever felt like you're caught in a whirlwind of tantrums, meltdowns, and why questions? You know that feeling when your patience is thinner than a slice of toast in your inner versus screaming, just breathe. Well, I'm here to tell you that mindful parenting isn't about being perfectly zen all the time because let's be real, we're human. It's about finding tools to help us manage our own emotions so we can respond to those little hurricanes with a calmer, more supportive presence. So, what are some of these magic bullets? First up, practice self-awareness. Before you jump into referee mode, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you feeling stressed, anxious, or even just plain tired? Acknowledging those feelings is the first step to managing them. Think of it like checking the temperature gauge on your car. If it's getting too hot, you need to pull over and cool things down before things explode. Next up, focus on mindful breathing. When you feel that familiar tightness in your chest or your inner dialogue going haywire, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. It sounds simple, but it can be incredibly grounding. You'd be surprised how quickly those deep breaths can shift your energy from reactive to resourceful. Remember, empathy is key. Put yourself in your child's shoes. They're learning to navigate a world of big emotions and limited vocabulary. Their meltdowns aren't personal attacks. They are their way of communicating frustration or fear. So try validating their feelings even when you don't understand them. Saying something like, I know you're feeling really upset right now can make all the difference. Now let's talk about setting healthy boundaries. We want to be loving and supportive parents, but it's also important to set clear expectations and limits. Explain to your child what behavior is acceptable and what isn't using age-appropriate language. Remember, consistency is key. If you cave in sometimes, they'll learn that pushing the boundaries works. Finally, practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, mama. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's a hot bath, a walk in nature, or catching up with your friends. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy and patience to deal with the inevitable challenges of parenting. Let me tell you a story about this. Last week, my little guy was having one of those YE kind of days. He was asking questions nonstop, pushing his boundaries, and generally testing my patience. I felt that familiar tightness in my chest, but instead of reacting impulsively, I took a few deep breaths. Then, I reminded myself to be empathetic. I realized that he wasn't being deliberately difficult, he was just trying to understand the world around him. So I knelt down to his level, looked him in the eye, and said, I know you're curious about everything, and it's great that you want to learn. Let's try to focus on one question at a time, okay? And you know what? It worked. We had a calm and productive conversation instead of a full-blown meltdown. That's the power of mindful parenting. It's about finding those moments of grace in the chaos and responding with love and understanding. Remember, Mama, you're doing an amazing job. So, my challenge for you today is to try one new mindful parenting technique this week. Choose the one that resonates most with you and see how it makes a difference in your interactions with your little ones. And don't forget to share your experiences, tag me on social media or leave a comment below. Until next time, keep shining bright, mamas. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.